Legendary Beats.
Welcome back to another episode of Naija Girl Talks. It's your host, Olamide Ayanda. So, as you may know, Ari, we are currently in a pandemic. Corona has made it to America. And despite all that's going on, people are working from home, people can't leave their house, people have to keep 6 feet of distance between them and other people. People still want a podcast. And I'm like, what? Did y'all not realize people can't leave their house? People can't be in close proximity to other people. So what's a girl to do? So I called my faithful people, my reliable two, the Naija Girl Talks Council, to come through. Y'all introduce yourselves.
My people. You know, they let us back in 2020 with you guys, though. I'm so excited to be back on this podcast. It is your girl, your favorite girl, baby girl, Oluwaseyi Olulana. We dare here.
It's my turn. Good afternoon, evening, morning, or what's awesome, depending on where you are. My name is Thomas Johnson. I'm a citizen of the United Kingdom of the Most High God, and it's a good pleasure to be back on this podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Uncle, if you already recognize the voice. But yeah, so we are currently in three different states, two different time zones, and we, you know, were able to come together through other means. To record a podcast, and this podcast is called none other than Social Distancing, you know. Anyway, so like usual, we're going to dig in something called The Talk, and The Talk is basically, essentially, what are you talking about with your girls? What are you gisting about in your group chat? What's on your tongue? Who wants to go first?
I'll start. So these days, right, you know, I kind of fell into The Office. I watched 8 seasons in less than 3 weeks. And The Office is just that show. Like, you guys, Michael Scott, I actually texted someone tonight and I was like, I think I fell in love with Michael Scott because I'm struggling through season 8 and 9 because he's not in it. So, yeah, we've been talking a lot about The Office. You know, my friend Rachel and I just send each other memes of different things relating to that show. And it's lit.
Okay. Well, no, Auntie, I think you have a problem. And you need to relax because the way you've been talking about this show is good.
I'm actually obsessed, guys.
What have me and my girls, supposed girls, been talking about? Me and my homeboys. So, like, as a man in, you know, March of 2020, there's really nothing to talk about. There's no basketball.
Because the Castle NBA.
Like,
the Castle NBA.
There's no basketball. NFL. Even, you know, NFL season was off season. There's not even XFL to watch. shoot.
Is that the D League of the NFL?
Sort of. It's a new league that just started, but it has serious potential. I mean,
nice.
Yeah,
they would come to hockey, oh.
Hockey, not even baseball, you know.
They canceled the opening season.
They had a little bit of golf for the, you know, at the end, but
they canceled the golf season.
Excuse me. Yeah, there was really nothing. There's nothing to talk about except.
But I think hunting might be on. I don't know.
You know, actually, what I've noticed is me and my homeboys, we've really just been like going through our archives and like laughing at our throwbacks. if anything, because we don't have anything else to do or talk about. So, oh yeah, and like, you know, everybody's like super Jesus focused right now because, you know, yeah, ain't nothing
because to distract because they cancel NBA or
I mean, there's nothing to distract you at this
current. Yeah, you have ample time. You know,
and you realize
you're in the house.
Yeah, you just realize how much you miss human beings. So I guess that's like pushing people to be like, man, let's talk about Jesus. But yeah.
Or fellowship and stuff like that. For me, I have been like, I'm enjoying like being in the house and stuff like that. I'm an introvert and I actually enjoy like being secluded. But this whole like, they call it like Rockefeller brunch Twitter. People like,
yo,
touch your business now.
It's out of
stimulus check. It's like I feel like Americans are always in a hamster wheel, and this is the first break we've had since like December, and everybody's yelling, start your business. Start your side hustle, find ways to get income while you're at home. And it's just like, I understand.
Can you send me those links?
Not everybody. Some people actually need to rest. I thought people need to rest. Like, not every time must you be like people don't know how to be still. Like, it's like a lost art of being like nothing happening. You just enjoying the quiet and the peace. People actually like, they're so caught up in a hamster wheel. Like, and then everybody now like selling that dream to other people. This is our first break. Like, at least relax. Get your strength back.
Lom said, this is the first break since December. There are like, people who've worked an entire lifetime who this is their first break.
Exactly. She keeps it up. I'm like, what?
you didn't have Christmas off? Okay, anyway.
Hey, not everybody got benefits like that, sis.
Mm-hmm. So I was just like,
right. I had this one ratchet job where I worked on the 26th of December. Back in the day.
It's like, no. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's just like, I feel like people make everybody feel guilty for not using this time. Yeah, you know, definitely use this time to work on things you've been putting on the back burner, but like the whole use a stimulus check to start a business, it's like, sis, like,
some of us are still not sure if we're qualified for that check. We're still reading the fine print.
You talking, man? Look, check me out. I know for a fact. I looked up every single document that was involved. The only thing I didn't do was read the actual stimulus package itself, bruh. Uh-huh. Nah, I want that direct deposit. I don't care if I don't care if I make too much. I don't want to hear it. I want the whole 1200.
That gen got a hit.
The whole thing. Period.
I'm trying to buy a PS5.
Wait. Okay, let's move on because praise God, man.
Oh, if someone wants to bless me with it, that's also okay.
That's also okay. Yes.
No sugar daddy zone. Moving on.
Relax. Speak for yourself.
Was it Shumal asking about sugar babies and sugar daddies last week? Somebody didn't believe it was true, and I was like, it's a real concept, and they could not grasp that it was a real concept.
Okay. First of all, do not correlate my name, sugar daddy, sugar baby, ever again. Just for the sake of conversation, I don't know what the heck she's talking about, and I refuse to have that.
She has nothing to do with it. He cannot affirm nor deny any knowledge.
Somebody really didn't understand that sugar baby, sugar daddy was a joke, and I was like, no, there's people.
Well, I actually don't know people that do it, so I just.
I don't know people that do it, but I know it's real. It's not like, it's a joke. But we're gonna dig into the first question of the podcast.
Nice.
So how has the coronavirus affected you personally?
All right. I'm gonna go first because I think that it's had the lightest impact on me.
Okay.
So I travel for work and that's really the only thing that's changed aside from church being online and not really it's not really being able to like go out to friends, but like, you know, since being in San Antonio is a lot slower than the DMV, much slower than Lagos, so like, you know, it's a very relaxed lifestyle anyway. And you know, being a single guy, proper bachelor, I live by myself, you know.
Why did I think and you were not single?
If I'm in town,
he said proper bachelor.
I didn't even know he was single.
Okay, like I was saying,
like a Pringle,
popular, being, you know, living alone.
My wife, you need some time to spend that money.
Cannot you see? You see, man, I'm just not gonna comment on that. But having an opportunity, I mean, I work from home a lot this year. I worked from home a lot, so it really was just like an extension of me continuing to work from home. That's really the only difference. Nothing has really changed that much for me.
For me, it's definitely changed a little bit of my life in terms of having to work from home. This is a new concept for me. I've struggled through it, but this week was better than the last week. And I also have a lot of loved ones and a lot of friends who are in the health field, and a lot of them are having to go into the hospital, you know, to kind of work with patients who have been diagnosed and tested positive for the virus. So I'm kind of like always keeping them in mind, and that's like part of my daily prayer is for them to be protected and for even the cases that they have, for those people to get better so people don't also lose their loved ones. So yeah, that's really what it is.
For me, Shay and Maiwa already know, but I got laid off at, I guess, the beginning of the coronavirus crisis. And if you remember from the last podcast, I was really excited about my job because it's my dream job, and I was actually looking, I knew it was a stepping stone, but I was actually thinking I was going to be there for a year before I transitioned. Mm-hmm. And not like 3 months, but you know, God is so faithful, and I'm grateful. Nonetheless,
like this post, if you think Olamide should move to California and pursue her dreams and just be the best, like, creative out there, like this post, okay?
I didn't know, because we were literally cracking jokes on Twitter the night before, like, Corona this, Corona that, Korokoro this, and Dorona this, everything. And next thing you know, I get to work, and they're like, yeah, effective immediately. The three of y'all laid off. And we're just like, wait, what? Well, much. I was like actually laughing the whole time, but now it's just like, I don't got a job. But I'm happy, I'm grateful to be home and to work on like learning things that I want to learn, like project management and more digital marketing stuff. But yeah, that's how Corona has affected me so far. I have my health. You know, I was so like, I was literally looking at applying to the company healthcare benefits when I got laid off. But you know, I'm still alive. So we got health. You know, we good. We live.
It's all Gucci.
It's all Gucci.
You're covered.
Yeah,
that's Gucci a chapter from my book. Like,
Yeah.
Look, honestly, I be trying to tell you. Allow me to just when you start giving your speech, just underneath, Shay, you told me.
Shay told me on FaceTime one night that I should X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, oh, Shay, you know what you did. And that would be enough for me.
Dang. Yeah, to just be a little lighthearted, I guess, you know. Loms, yeah, you're going to get another job. And I'm going to eat. I'm gonna eat out of that cake, too. So it's all good. it's one other thing that, like, I feel like we've all experienced. We've all been affected by. And it's these dang WhatsApp groups, bruh. The remedies, the false doctrine.
There's a pot of garlic, orange, and lemon boiling water on my stove right now.
What is this about?
My mom brings back false information every night, and I sit there calmly and tell her, this is not true because X, Y, and Z. Like, and the way it spreads so rapidly with so much behind, like, so much like zeal and truth. I'm like, y'all are reading like, crazy.
How does it start? Like, whose Uncle Kunle is in their house and convinces themselves that garlic that you boil and you add salt, that you add salt, add turmeric is the healing power for coronavirus. How did you decide that?
Meanwhile, there's medical doctors and nurses on the front line Not they don't know about the healing power of garlic and salt water.
What actually upsets me all the more is that so many of our parents are in the
educated
healthcare
people
field. They're not just educated, they're in the healthcare field. Okay. And they're not entering these groups and saying, this is
but I think like the thing that about like a lot of people who are for, like, you know, come from Nigeria and work in healthcare, it's not necessarily because of the academic pursuits of it. It's just a way to be good at it, and there's money. So you can't really be out here expecting, like, this is no diss to anybody, but it's just like a lot of parents are just trying to survive and keep their family like alive. So they're not really out here like cross-checking, fact-checking nobody. Like, look, I'm here, do my shift, you know, pray for my kids, paint whatever, and then we're out, you know?
Mom literally just told me that, some guy got black soap in his eye, and the cure was putting a raw lemon on his eye for 5 minutes, and that killed the black.
Stop out of your mom like that.
I kid you not.
Stop and this.
My friend on FaceTime was like, is she on the phone? I'm like, no, she's talking to me, telling me this to my face. Like, what? With so much conviction.
That just, oh gosh.
PhD from WhatsApp University.
Can we get an update on that guy's status? I need to write a paper on it.
Do you know, honestly,
how is the eye doing? Honestly, are you taking for that test? Can he see the E?
Honestly, when I think of these things, I just feel like, God. Man, like, I just think like, wow, some of these people are just drugged by it. Like, what's your problem? Like, what, anyway.
There's an episode on Blacklist where there's a blacklister that spreads out false information.
Yeah, you
about
judge
people.
Me for loving the office. Oh, got it.
I really think
stop spoiling this show for your listeners.
One. It's season two. If you have not watched Blacklist by now, season 8.
Yeah, that exactly. You're obviously, because I just it's told you guys that Michael Scott was not in season 8 and 9 of The Office. What are you gonna do? Come and beat me, my fat ass out.
It's been how many years since
exactly 2013? They ended it when I was a freshman in college. If I even graduated high school.
Disclaimer to the listeners of NGT. My wife didn't run any show for you.
We're just big mad. Like,
I was just here so when they did it.
They are taking it off of Netflix next year. January 2021 is leaving. You don't have time. Get on it. The Office. Sorry,
all right,
we're talking about The Blacklist.
Next question.
Mom's next question. Before Shay starts to kill us about The Office.
You know.
What have you learned during this crisis?
So, I definitely didn't learn this now, but
it's been revealed.
I've really gotten to see it really, like, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. Number one, the church is not in a building, and I've seen people really, 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 like, desire to just connect, period. Regardless of the building. Like, I've seen, like, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a certain degree of, it's not that people are at home and, like, because they're at home, everybody's posting spiritual things. But in conversations that I've had with people who are very mature, people who are, you know, grown in their degree of maturity, like, everybody seems to be having a very interesting time with God, just communicating and conversing with God, which I find very interesting. Because simply put, the church ain't the building. That's one thing. Number two, outside of that, I'm noticing that there's a lot of people who they're just now interacting with themselves for the first time in a long time.
Very.
And people are just now starting to learn themselves. And if not because, like, I live by myself and, like, I have to spend so much time by myself, I wouldn't have had to have done this earlier, like, get to know myself more, like, who am I as an individual? Mm-hmm. But, like, a lot of people are starting to see, like, your identity is definitely not your job. It's not the content you create. It's not the amount of money you make.
Not your squad.
So, yeah, it's not your squad. And it's not the brunches you'd be going to.
It's not. And,
you know, yeah, that's
so many people are saving money as we speak right now.
Hey, that's what I've been learning. So, what about y'all?
My biggest lesson is just valuing, like, family, and obviously I did that before, but now it just has a bigger meaning. Like, wow, you know, like, you know, obviously, like, with everything that happened at the beginning of the year with, you know, the greatest to ever do it, Kobe, kind of reminds you that this life is already flimsy as it is. And then, like, now that, you know, so much is going on, you just always have to remember, like, all the petty things don't matter. and family you should just always make time for. So like even more than ever, I make sure that, you know, here and there I would skip like a day of calling my parents, but now I make sure I call them every day or talk to them every day, interact with them in some way, talk to them longer. Not because I'm afraid of anything, but because I have the time to do it now. And so I might as well just capitalize on that. And the other lesson I've learned is, you know, everyone is busy until they're not. And so you just have to put your effort and time into the things that matter. And I think like now knowing that I have like all these other passions, like I actually enjoy my research that I do at work 9 to 5, but now I'm doing it, you know, in my free time. And I just realized that these are some of the things that I find to matter to me outside of the paycheck. So I don't know. I don't know if that made sense, but that was like, that's something I've been realizing, like, wow, I actually can like doing things without money being attached to it all the time. It's very interesting. So, Lamide?
Lams.
First of all,
Hey, be chill. Oh my gosh.
No.
This is, you know, you did that the last time. You know, you did this. Just cut my answer out. I don't want to hear it on the podcast.
No,
it's something that happened
in this grocery room, and I can't even say anything right now. But God knows my heart, man. He knows my gosh. Heart, dog. And I
it does not matter. Allow me to not hear my nice answer that I was vulnerable about.
I'm about to follow up on it. She heard, you know.
She just heard something else a lot louder.
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Anyway, we'll talk later.
Just edit this part out, Lisa.
So I agree with Shay. One thing I definitely learned, and I mean I knew this before, but I feel like this coronavirus, this social distancing, this COVID-19 season is like really amplifying. It's just like I always felt like it's hard for me to be transparent and vulnerable with people, not because I struggle with it, but I feel like once I like share what I'm experiencing or feeling, there's somebody there to be like, to brush it off like, oh, it's okay, get over it, or oh, don't worry about it, like just to brush it off with a Christian ease, right? Like I think when they told me I lost my job, I was just quiet, and they were like, you know, like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, it's okay. Like, you know, life happens, you know. But like for me, it takes me a while to process things of that capacity. So like maybe 45 minutes later, after we got laid off, I sat in the car and I was like, oh crap, you know, I don't have a job. I'm not one to cry, but I was actually crying. And I just felt like it was don't cry. It's okay. But it's like, it can be okay and you can still cry. You know what I mean? Like, you can feel like, oh, crap, I lost my job, right? But still know that God can bring another one. Like, it's like a scab that doesn't heal properly. Mm-hmm. In the future, something raises it, it just opens up. And I just feel like, because with the whole job thing, like, I got an apartment, you know, I mean, like, I found an apartment. I had all these plans to, like, be financially stable, all that stuff. But this job thing just, you know, just took it to another field. So it was just like, I can't be transparent. And people are like, oh, you're so strong. It's like, no, I'm not strong. I don't have a choice. Like, the moment I open my mouth to be transparent, somebody's always like, oh, it's okay. God will provide a way. But I know that. Like, but I'm like, expressing my soul. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, my spirit knows that God's able, but my soul wants to, like, share what's on, like, my doubts and insecurities about this whole thing. But it's just like, you know what? Let me keep to myself at this point. But COVID-19 is just showing me, like, I just have to, like, really take it to the Lord instead, because, you know, He cares and He actually listens. And He's not, like, He's eager to hear everything that He already knows about us. And, yeah, like, He's eager. And I just been learning, like, just go to God first, because man can let you down, or man can't really suffice. That makes sense.
I think also like it just kind of shows you that you don't really need people to validate your feelings, and a lot of it can just be validated in the place of prayer and in the place of just like consistent communication with God, because there's nothing that like people. I mean, I don't know if there's any right thing to say in moments like that would have satisfied you in that time. And so I just think that it's just important to just always know that last I'll just always go to God because the comfort is there. So, yep.
Okay, we have one last question. Thank you, Shay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate Maya,
please behave. I'm just sensing some misbehaving in my spirit.
Not that we have one last question. The last question is, what would you want to say to those that are listening to encourage them in this season?
Honestly, I just get closer to God at this time. Like, if you haven't, if you have just kind of like been, you know, just, you know, life has got kind of gotten the best of you in this time. I think this is the time to kind of recenter yourself. And it's something that I'm working on, like, you know, every day. I'm tracking myself and making sure that, like, I'm spending that time that I claimed to not have back, you know, when I had to actually drive somewhere for work. And so just trying to do that and recenter myself. I actually was sharing this on the call last night with the pep people, pep girls. And yeah, that was like the biggest thing, was just like making sure we're using this time to build a solid foundation for our relationships with God, so that when we go back into, you know, our lifestyle, we kind of have a baseline that we're working with in that sense. Maiowa.
Andy, want to share Maiowa? Okay, I guess I'll share.
My channel was on mute, bruh. I'm so sorry.
It's cool. Conference call things. You know how that be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if I were to share anything, aside from what Shay just said, I would tell people, get a hobby. But that hobby doesn't mean that it has to make money for you. It's okay to have a hobby that does not bring in coins.
That's
good. I don't believe in that doctrine, but keep going.
Thank God you're not a pastor. Continue.
Oops.
The shade of it all. You guys.
Wait, look.
Pia.
Look, this is all I'm saying. It's okay if you like to paint, go and paint. It does not have to.
But then sell your painting.
You don't have to sell your painting.
You missed the point of this, okay?
Ellie.
if you like to go out and cook, go out and try and cook something new.
Mm-hmm.
Then open a restaurant.
You know what? Shay likes money at this point, as you can see.
Allow me to say something. Okay, I'm not going to say nothing controversial because it's not my podcast, but.
Don't even say controversial stuff on your podcast.
I'm gonna say, since you gonna serve God or money,
you know, it's not the love of money. You know, it's just money. You get me? It's a different vibe. So
it is well.
But yeah, anyways,
get a hobby, and it doesn't have to make you money. Amen.
This make you happy and joyful. Okay, for me,
nobody's gonna stop in this show. But go ahead.
You know what? We don't eat the bread of sorrow, do we? No.
No, we don't. But, okay, you know, the joy. You get me? Joy, lang padi. Joy, lang wa.
Wow. Not happiness. Christianese. Christianese.
You know me. Hit me. Anyway, I got you.
For me, for those that are listening, I want everybody to know that each day is, in fact, a gift. And His mercies are new every morning. And just... The fact that we're actually breathing, literally our lungs are working. That coronavirus has not snuck in and made it collapse, so we have no bronchitis or breathing issues, we're alive, is literally a gift. And once this is over, just really remember that you are here, and some people did not make it. So there's something that you are destined to achieve. And I just strongly advise everybody, encourage everybody to walk in your purpose and walk in your bonus and walk in you, and really discover who you are in this time. And I hope this podcast has blessed you, because it's definitely blessed me. And you can definitely follow us at Naja Girl Talks on Instagram. And once this virus is over, because it's going to end, we are going to have more popping content, juicy topics, and more interesting guests. Thank you.
Can you give
so
us a sneak
really?
Peek into our next juicy topic?
It's in my brain. It's still brewing. It's still marinating right now.
Oh, oops, sorry.
But you know, it's coming. It's coming.
I bet. Cue the outro music, Jari. Jesus Christ, sorrow me.
Akinola.